I think the best prediction of the future is to look to the past and look at the long-term trends. If we do go back 40, 50 years, it's been a clear tendency that we have opened up our higher education systems in many countries. We have gone from elite to mass and in some countries to universal higher education system, meaning that more students are allowed into higher education, which is a good thing. We also see that the characteristics of the student body has changed over time. Women, I mean, it used to be a very male-dominated sector when it comes to the number of students. And during the 80s and 90s, we saw this female revolution, right? So I'm not quite sure how it is in Spain, but at least in Norway and a lot of other countries, you see that there is a majority of females in a lot of the subject areas in higher education today. So there's been also a fantastic development when it comes to gender equality, so much that we are perhaps starting to worry about the males in the future. Another characteristic is, of course, that we see that the students in many countries are getting older. So then you have a much more diversity also when it comes to the student body. So these classical ideals we had about the student being somewhere between 19 and 23 years old and studying full time, that is not going to be the student of the future. Also because of the demographical changes, right? So there are fewer and fewer young people that fit into this category. This means that that the student of the future will be much more diverse when it comes to gender, preferences, age, and so forth. So what we will see as a consequence of that is, of course, that the student demand will be also more differentiated. And that put a lot of strains on higher education institutions, because suddenly you have to cater for not only the classical student group, the 19 to 23 years old, but you also have to catering for the lifelong learners, and you have to cater for all those with special needs and new ethnic type of group of students coming into the higher education system. So there will be a demand for more individual adjustments. And I think that this is an area where actually you could find where technology actually can play a huge role because it is impossible to have this kind of adjustment in the classical physical format that we used to have at universities. In a digital format, it is easier to accommodate this diverse group of students. But again, repeating what I said as an answer to the previous question, there will be socioeconomic differences here, so that those students that can afford it and they can attend and are willing to pay for the more prestigious type Ivy League type of education, while others that don't are in that kind of position, they are forced to find other ways to accommodate their learning needs.